We're going to move into a meditation. All right, so at this point, let yourself get comfortable. We do appreciate these questions. They've been very, very good. We know there's plenty of stuff to think about and to integrate and to play with. And for those of you who've been listening through all of this so far in one shot, just let it go for the moment. Just relax for the moment. Just, you know, don't, okay, it's there. You'll be able to get back to it. You'll be able to come back to it in a different perspective, perhaps. You'll be able to integrate it later. So just right now, get yourself comfortable. And hopefully you don't have anything that's going to interrupt you, make noise like a cell phone, make sure it's off. Unless you're watching this on your cell phone, of course. Get yourself comfortable so that you don't twist and squirm and stuff like that. So you can kind of sit still or lie still. And if you lie down, please try not to fall asleep. Okay? Try to do what you can because your mind is not going to like, not going to like what we're going to take you through. You know, this is about the mind. This is about you managing your mind, you aligning your mind. And the mind doesn't like to be aligned. It likes to always be free and the powerful one and doesn't want to be supportive and at your service. It's not used to that. So give yourself the opportunity to stay awake if you can, all right? Just kind of think of it and remind yourself to be to stay awake if you can, all right? So, letting yourself do a relaxation breath. This is like getting mindful. Just relax, let your diaphragm, let yourself belly breathe. That means that when you breathe in, your diaphragm goes down. And then when you relax, you just drop it. You don't do any long exhale, no, none of that special breath where you go, or anything. Don't do that. Just drop it. Let the air drop. Then you breathe in again. The diaphragm goes down again. And then just drop. It'll be pretty quiet, actually. Okay, so do a couple more of these in that comfortable position with your eyes closed now. And so let yourself just be present with your body. Be fully present. Be present with your thoughts. See those thoughts and feelings flowing through. Let them flow through. Disengage. Separate from those thoughts. And that you're in the present, disengaged from your thoughts, letting them just kind of run by like you're sitting by the banks of a stream and they're just streaming by. Just let them go. Don't attach to them. Don't jump on them. Don't let them drag you in. Just sit there and let them go on. And just pay attention to your urges. Maybe your body will itch or maybe you feel restless. Maybe you're a little bored or something. Just let it go. Let it go and let your body know, okay, just a little while and then we'll be okay. Then we'll attend to you. Whatever you want, we'll attend to you. And just let the feelings go through. Let the states of mind just drift on. And then the unconscious, the space of silence in between. Try to stop thinking so you can get maybe a second of silence before your body says, oh, I stopped thinking there. So just let yourself stop thinking for a second. Feel the quiet. Feel how deep that is. Do it again. Go deep into that silent second. Your body's going on automatically, comfortably. You know, in the present, you feel safe. If you think about the future, you won't feel safe. If you think about what you saw in the local news last night, you'll project that into a possibility in the future and you won't feel safe. So let yourself feel safe. Right now. Right here. Quiet. Safe. Let all the thoughts, all the turbulence, all the yada yada yada, yakety yak, let it just flow by. And every chance you get, find that little space of silence in between the thoughts and drop down in there. Peace is in there. Now reflect. Since your old story, we've talked about it at length. Since the limitations of your old story, the old story is you that didn't have much power, you didn't have much presence, maybe you didn't have much as much health or love or capacity. And think about how much more evolved you are now than you were a few years ago, or even last year. You're so much more aware. So make a distinction between the you that's moving into a new story and the you that you're wanting to let go of. What is that you? That you that you want to let go of? Who is that old story about? What is the limitation of that old story? Feel it. Feel the limitation of the old you, of the old identity, of the old limits. The automatic, routine, consistent old limits. Feel it. Feel it in your solar plexus. Feel it in your stomach. Feel it in your belly. Feel that feeling. Feels not good. It's tight, restrictive. Recognize you've been there many, many, many times. That when you get the negative mind talk going on, it alerts you to this old you, and that feeling shows up. That's that feeling of restriction. It could have an emotion in it. It could have anger in it. It could have fear in it, anxiety in it. It's stressful, whatever it is. It could be fight or flight or freeze. That old image, that old you. This is the feeling that you identify. And so go into that feeling, focus on the feeling just for a minute or a few seconds. And feel how small and shrunk in you are. Feel the powerlessness of that place. Feel how from that position your future is not a good future. Your expectations are poor. Feel the recognize the damage that this old self, this old identity, this old story of who you are, limited as it is by who your parents were, your family, what nationality you are, what religion you are, what gender you are, what age you are. Recognize how much by identifying with some of those pieces that you've limited yourself. You've restricted yourself. You've hurt yourself. It's done damage to your image, your resilience. It's done damage to your creativity, your capacity, your confidence. It's damaged your capacity to connect with your spiritual team and receive the divine messages, to receive the help and support of your reality. You feel abandoned. You can feel alone. And now shift to the self-image and shift to the identity, shift to the story that you're telling yourself now, who you are now. Who are you today? Are you still the valiant struggler, but you're just struggling less? You're more than you were. You have more optimism. You have more power. Sense the you, the story of you today, now. This is kind of a current story. It still may have some of the old story, maybe a lot of the old story in it. It's a little better, though. It's a little brighter. But sense that as well. Sense the feeling of that as well. Sense the limitations of that as well. It's not as limiting, is it? It may be still be tight, it may be still be maybe blah, it may be just ordinary, maybe boring, it may be routine. It may be mediocre. It may be happy. It may be mildly happy. It may be pleasant. Feel it. Where are you now? Where are you now at your best now? Feel that. Is there still a need to strive, to earn, to do more, be more? Just pay attention. What does that feel like? Okay. And recognize your mind traps. Recognize your current mind traps. And recognize that some of them are what you're working on now. Some of them just slide you right back into the sad old story. Right back into the sad old path. What's your mind saying? Is your mind complaining? Is your ego put upon? Any whining? Any grouching? Any ego talk? Are you restless? Are you rationalizing something already? What's the response of your mind as we talk about this? Just listen for a minute. The ego probably says, well, I know all this already. Therefore, I can ignore it. Therefore, I don't have to do anything. Or it's all going to be this way anyway. Does your mind run away, refusing to focus? Does it not want to be present? Is it unwilling to be responsibly present? Is it running into fantasy? Is it wandering off someplace? What's your mind doing? So whatever your mind is doing, stop it right now. Say, stop, mind. Come back. Come back right here. Because I have a choice. Tell your mind, I have a choice, mind. I'm informing all my parts of me, all my younger selves, my ego, my internal parent, my slave driver. I'm informing my guides, my higher self, the divine, my team. Hey, all of you, I'm creating and choosing now a new story. I'm choosing new mind talk. I'm worth it. I'm a spiritual being having a physical experience. I chose to come here onto the physical plane to do what I'm doing now. I'm on my path. It's all going according to plan. And I know it's taking me to a beautiful place in the future. It's all going to turn out well. I am a divine being. I am a powerful reality creator. I've created some really lousy realities. I've created some mediocre realities. And I now choose, through choice of a new story and a new mythology, a new mind talk, a new future for myself. I choose a greater, grander future. So, right now, tell them, what kind of future would you like? Feel prosperous and abundant. What does that feel like? Feel the freedom, the power, the love, the safety of that. Feel the love in the future. Just feel the feeling of that love. Feel the freedom of it, the power of it. Freedom, power, the love of the love, the safety, the trust. Feel the health and vitality, the youthfulness, the vibrancy, the aliveness, the comfortableness of your body. You're thriving, the movement, easy, fluid. Feel the freedom of that. Feel the love of it. Feel the empowerment of it. And feel the safety, trust of it. And feel your psychological, spiritual self in your new mythology, in your new story. Feel the joy. Feel the happiness. Feel the laughter and celebration. Feel the creativity and passion, passionate enthusiasm and delight, the intrigue, the ahas. What does that feel like? As you notice, we didn't have you dwell on each one. Just get a hint of them. Get a hint of these four. That's the energy of your new story. Now feel that. Feel all of them that you felt. Okay. All these good, empowered, free, loving, safety, trust energies. Now feel them in your solar plexus. What will that feel? What will the new story feel like? Feels good, doesn't it? Just groove on it a little bit. Just Yum it up. Feel it. Claim it. Intensify the feeling. Make it even more fun. Make it even more lovely. Feel the beauty. Feel the truth of you as a spiritual being. This is only months or a year or two away, where this is your normal. This is every day now. This is natural and normal and automatic for you. And when you access your new story, you access this resonance. Now understand, there's going to be a test. A test to this, the subconscious mind that wants everything to continue as is without change, the resistance to change. Well, throw an obstacle in your path, specifically an obstacle to take you back to your old story, to trigger you to shrink into a smaller self, to think limiting thoughts, feel limiting feelings. To feel fear, to feel anger, to feel rage, to feel confusion, to feel anxiety, whatever it is. Whatever that old feeling from the old story, it's going to trigger you to feel that. And you're going to recognize, hey, my old story is up. This is the old pattern. This is it. This is the test. So what you're going to do? How are you going to respond? Think about it now. Go back into that feeling of the new story, the greater you. This is your future you. Feel it. Go back into it. Can you access it now? Good. Remember what you got. You can go through this multiple times and it can get stronger and more powerful. So that you can remember it like that. So feel this new story feeling. And from this new story feeling, face the test. Say no. Mentally say no. Stop. Stop, mind. Stop, ego. Stop, child, adolescent, young adult, younger self. Stop, inner victim. Stop, the martyr. Stop, the rebel. Stop. Stop. Holding this resonance of your future you, of your greater you. The new story you, the new you. Sense yourself having a perspective and a response from that greater you, a response that does not give that challenge the power to shrink you, the power to pull you down, the power to manipulate your emotions back into negative places. Hold your resonance. Receive messages. Allow support. Imagine that challenge just kind of partially dissolves and it doesn't take that much effort to deal with. Maybe there's a good part to the challenge that enables you to rise to a greater understanding of things, a greater capacity of yourself, a greater resilience and strength. Imagine that because you don't react the same old limited way anymore, that these challenges, well, So what if these challenges occur? I'm going to stay in my resonance. The new story is going to happen. I choose this. I expect this. This is the way it is now. My choice in my power. Maybe those challenges won't be needed anymore. Maybe I'll be better, more interesting ones that can stretch me, grow me in a more positive way. All right. It's natural and normal for you to be able to deal with anything and retain this luminosity of you, retain these feelings of you. And so now you find yourself standing in the middle of a circle, of a sacred circle, and surrounding you are your guides, your unseen friends, your spirit helpers, all sorts of beings who love you, the stars above you, all sorts of beings, all the light beings loving you. And we are your friends too. Some of those stars move from their position, coming together to form a beautiful, brilliant ball of stars above you. And we send a beam of light down to you. A benediction, a blessing, love. We send down beams of energy to support your new story, to amplify it, expand it, intensify it gloriously. Let yourself be surrounded by our light. Maybe it's your favorite color. Maybe it's a sparkly lavender. Maybe it's a pure white. Or a pearlescent, a white with all the colors sparkling in it. Let yourself be surrounded. Let us love you. You know, you are so loved. You're never alone. You have so many good, dear friends with you. There's no reason for you to be isolated and in separation. Your journey home is a journey of reconnection, of reunion, of oneness, of wholeness. Let us all help you. Let us help you. Let all your friends who surround you help you. Let them help you hold that resonance. And then see in front of you, standing in front of you, at the edge of the circle, a very luminous version of yourself. In front of you, your future. Your future self standing there looking at you. Beautiful, radiant, loving, whoa, energy field huge, glowing, vibrant. Whew! And you see a beautiful golden path between you and them on the ground, from that center of the circle to that edge of the circle. A golden path between you and your future. And when you accept this love and support, when you choose, and you choose to maintain and remember your new story, you choose to make it natural and normal for you to feel this way always, you will walk that golden path. That is your spiritual path. That's your homeward path. That's your destiny path. You will walk that path. Feel the gratitude for all the help you've received and that you're going to receive. Feel the gratitude for the opportunity to change your mythology, to change the way that your mind works, to heal those dark thoughts, those limiting feelings. To feel the happy feelings, the light feelings, the powerful feelings, the free feelings. To feel safe in your reality, to feel supported. You're allowing yourself to be supported on this spiritual journey. Thank yourself. Be grateful for the help. You're on your way. The path is clear before you, a greater and greater resonance, a greater luminosity, a greater power, a greater freedom, and a greater trust in your plan, your divine plan. Present, centered, mindful, whole. Be. Peace. All right, so there you have a touch of the flow. Hold the feeling, hold this resonance, keep it dear. Repeat it every day. Reinforce it every chance you get. And when you go to bed at night, call us in. Say, Galexis, I'm here. Please come. And we will come and we will surround you in stars. And then we will create that beautiful ball of stars. Now the stars are all the beings who are loving you and witnessing. And we are a group, so we four come together and we will send you a beam of light and wrap you up in our love. Tell us what you would like for us to heal, for us to lift, to change, or just let us work on you, whatever we see, to lift any limitations, any burdens, any of the old story from you. And then when you wake up in the morning, recognize that a little bit of lightness has been added. You're freer, you're lighter, and you're supported and loved. We have so enjoyed working with you today, and we look forward to any other opportunity that we may have to work with you in the future. So, dear one, we surround you now with our light and with our love. Farewell.